everyone, this is Mistress Alina Sky, and I just wanted to narrate for you my blog post, which is titled My Mistress Cornerstones. Now, the Mistress Cornerstone blog post, actually, it's an interesting subject matter that I've been asked about by my clients, fellow mistresses, and submissives all around, and so I'm going to dedicate a little time to share with you what I've learned in domination with my real life practice as a lifestyle mistress and a mistress that actually lives the BDSM lifestyle myself. So for any personal sessions that you might need to help you reach them or get more clarifications, definitely reach out to me and we can sort out a session for you. I'd love to become your personal mistress and kink connoisseur guide. So bear in mind that every dom or sub dynamic, it's quite distinctive and unique. So each dominant may learn different lessons and use different techniques which works best for them. So for this special blog post, again, I'm giving my own personal outlook and the main cornerstones that guide me to continue to be the very best lifestyle mistress and phone mistress I can possibly be. Let's dive in together. So you may gain some insight into my personal BDSM ever-evolving exploration of BDSM and kink. So the first mistress cornerstones, clear communication is key. I've spoken to this point before, and the amount of communication it takes to really and fully be comfortable with a mistress, even if you're open, is still quite vast. So both ways, practices such as sharing your sexual fantasies and clearly saying what you want or don't want may not come easily at first. So this is why I've learned to teach my submissives how to communicate effectively. And I do all I can to make sure you know how much your openness is of vital importance to me and our BDSM journey together. So it's okay to take your time and never feel any pressure, because we have all the time in the world to explore and evolve our sessions. I'm an excellent communicator myself, so I'll make it as easy as possible for you. Second mistress cornerstone, the vital importance of a mentor. Now, having a mentor is always of vital importance in every aspect of life. To those of you who know me, I've spoken of my mentor a great deal. Miss Kitty Schuyler, Domination Style, has informed so much of my own methodology. And we became managing partners together in her exclusive BDSM Couples Club in Vegas, where I've honed my craft for about 5 years. It is where I gained extensive knowledge of all kinks, fetishes, and the highly intricate and nuanced world of BDSM and dominant-submissive relationships. So providing our high-end clients with first-rate in-person sessions, ownership program, training, and teaching wives and partners how to practice their BDSM lifestyle, cuckold lifestyles, and female or male-led relationships gave me the extensive, ever-growing experience I bring to my phone sessions with you all. And there is a huge difference between dominatrix who only does phone sessions versus someone like myself who practices and lives the BDSM lifestyle in my real world every day. So keep in mind that I was very lucky with my mentor, and this is why I keep in touch with my former mentor on a regular basis. And to my great delight, I have found a group of new mentors here at LDW, and I consult with these amazing ladies as often as I can, collaborate with them whenever I can, and grow my BDSM commitment to explore constantly. The third cornerstone is I thrive on mastering new skills, constantly evolving my game. This dominatrix cornerstone is of great importance because I've lost count of how many long-term submissives came to me seeking new and improved ways to intensify, evolve, refresh their BDSM experience. Their own mistress was really doing her best, and they trusted and even loved her and were committed to being her submissives, but they felt that spark was not really there. Everything was stagnating and predictable, and they did not feel challenges enough, and they didn't feel that they are progressive, and they were kind of stuck in a BDSM rut. Understand that when a new client comes to me with this particular issue, I usually ask them to communicate clearly with their first mistress in a way that's specific with their changing needs that have presented. But a big part of me knows that a true BDSM specialist knows how to keep every session new and exciting, push boundaries where needed, and to keep evolving with and for her submissives. Otherwise, it's just like every other relationship. Once you lose your sense of adventure, you stick to the same script, you never evolve, your submissive will lose focus and drive. So I actually wrote a post about it if you go into my blog, and it's called The Unpredictable Mistresses. I practice my knowledge as a full spectrum dominatrix and explore many interests, fetishes, and kink because it fuels my own passion and brings a lot more to each session that I do. So I can evolve my submissives in an interest and fantasy so I can experience their sexual exploration and repertoire right along with me, and it's amazing. Other mistress corners, the next one, my mistress cornerstone is establishing trust is vital. You know this, right? But so many submissives, even if they know this instinctively, trust is something that it's a huge cornerstone to everything in a BDSM universe especially. And we all know that trust isn't just given, every bit of it must be earned. Now, the core truth is that trust can only be earned when actions and behaviors of your mistress totally corresponds and match with words over time. So it does take time, and, you know, we all need to earn and build and keep that trust. And consistency here is key. I've always believed that it takes time to be your ally in a BDSM journey and sessions, professionals or otherwise. So I try and always take the necessary time to learn about my submissives, to know what they need, to earn their trust before jumping into a session. And so they really could only trust me, because I know that without solid foundation of trust between us, I can really bring a lot of intensity and gravitas into my sessions when we have that foundation. Coming up is my BDSM lifestyle helps me channel my immense sexual energy. I was a little hesitant of putting this cornerstone in, but here we are, trusting and sharing. So for good numbers of my early sexual maturation, I sort of felt like a freak. I did. I have an immense amount of sexual energy. I was like the Energizer Bunny on acid. I constantly were at peak sexual arousal, and it not slowed down at all in my 20s now. So I realized I needed a way to channel it even back then. Otherwise, my life would have become a total chaos. So by learning about BDSM, getting into that lifestyle, and then becoming a pro dom, I finally learned how to control my hypersexuality and focus all that energy in a highly productive, positive, and oh so satisfying way. And not just for myself, mind you, but for my partner, as well as, just like me, my male lover, Jordan, which I've shared some of our exploits with you, has colossal sexual appetite and energy. So I got him into the BDSM lifestyle, and I even learned how to be a switch for him so he can successfully dominate me, and it's glorious. Also, this is why I really understand a submissive point of view, because I can switch. So by having an actual structure and a purpose, I was able to hyper-focus on exactly what I needed, and so what my clients need, and what my partner needs, and most important, how I can expand all of this sexual energy, knowledge, and translate it into phone sessions with you all. Next Mistress Cornerstone is the surprising value of this particular lifestyle. Okay, bear with me, because it does have immense value as far as I'm concerned. Now, I've learned that BDSM is an art form. I equate my domination practice to playing piano, painting with oil paint, sculpting, or perfecting a dance routine. There is no doubt that if you are committed to this craft, you will always be able to improve, evolve, and perfect, and thus advancing your BDSM lifestyle and sessions. So practice is key. In the wonderful universe of BDSM and sexual exploration, there is always something new to learn and some way to expand my art. So no matter how long I have been in this, I feel that I will always continue to evolve. So now, in my vast experience, it's kind of a one more thing that I do find that many people use BDSM as a form of escape from their past trauma, current lives, or lack of knowledge of how to deal with certain things in their everyday existence. So many submissives that I have come across in my practice experience seem to use BDSM as a way to deal with their own issues. Also find a way to escape dealing with those issues. So the BDSM and every kink that lies within it is a form of escapism. That is true. But it does take a lot of skills to work through it as a dom with your sub. So I do my best and try to help my submissive through whatever situation they are facing and always provide them with transformative sessions every time, whatever it takes. So having said that, I'm not only helping my submissives become better functioning people, I'm also bettering myself in the process. So to me, it's highly critical to take my role as a dominatrix, lifestyle mistress, very seriously, and follow through with each and every one of my clients. And it is vital that I first had to become dominant over myself before I could effectively dominate anybody else. So for me, being a dom is never just about the mistress mindset, but also putting the actual work, attention, and effort and detail focus that it takes to live this lifestyle successfully. So that is this blog post, and I hope you've enjoyed it. By all means, feel free to contact me for a session anytime, 1-800-356-6196. That's how you get me. Ask for Alina Skine, and check out my audio store. I do custom audios as well, if you wish. And I hope you've enjoyed this one. So, see you next time. This is Mistress Alina Skine. Nice of you to join me. Bye.